Thank you, Thomas, honorable media representatives. First of all, I would like to welcome the Council conclusion on climate finance. As you know, the EU has pledged to lead the way in implementation of Paris Climate Agreement and transition to the low carbon economy. But to succeed, we need a more capital for green and sustainable projects. For example, to limit the increase in temperature to well below 2 degrees Celsius, we need an estimated 180 billion euros in additional yearly investment for the next couple of decades. So we share the view of ministers that public climate finance will continue to play a significant role. However, this is not enough. We need a broader range of contributions, and to achieve our goals, we need to increase the flow of private capital in green and sustainable investment. The private sector can become a key source of climate finance. Many firms are already working on this, but in order to facilitate a systemic change, we need to change the investment culture altogether. So, early next year, the Commission will present a comprehensive strategy for sustainable and green finance in the EU. We'll look at, for example, EU-wide green labels and classification for green assets. It will also suggest integrating sustainability into the investment chain and credit ratings. We'll also look into so-called green supporting factor. The members of our high-level expert group on sustainable finance are examining these and other avenues. And we'll have a first exchange of views in a run-up to their final report at the Paris Climate Summit on 12th of December. The Commission also presented our last week's proposal for a biggest reform on the EU VAT rules in the quarter of a century, moving towards definitive VAT regime. Around 50 billion euros or 100 euros for each EU citizen is estimated to be lost due to cross-border VAT fraud. Our reform would cut this fraud by some 80%. The Commission also updated ministers on the taxation of the digital economy. Following our communication last month, EU leaders discussed this issue at the Tallinn Digital Summit, where there was a widespread agreement that the digital revolution requires a new approach on corporate taxation for a digitalized economy. We also welcome the formal green light from the ministers for the new rules to ensure that businesses and citizens have access to better system to resolve disputes related to the interpretation of treaties, and to do so more swiftly and effectively. It also covers issues related to double taxation, which is a major, the inefficiencies there are major obstacle for businesses, creating uncertainty, unnecessary costs and cash flow problems. The new mechanism will apply for any disputes related on tax issues on income earned as of January next year. Regarding the feedback on the 2017 European semester, we are pleased to hear that the exercise has been improving in terms of political ownership, increased transparency and quality of information flow between the Commission and Member States. Ministers also consider that the country-specific recommendations focus on right policy priorities and most urgent reforms. From the Commission side, we will strive to further improve the process. However, we also agree that real success of European semester can only be measured against actual implementation of the reforms. And as you know, the degree of implementation of CSR still varies across countries and policy areas. So maintaining the reform momentum is fundamental for creating more growth and jobs in Europe. Thank you very much.